BC's construction industry is getting a lot of international play as a video of that singing construction guy has drawn viewers from across Canada and the US. That singing construction guy is Gino Guerusi, nephew of actor Bruno Guerusi, star of CBC's long-running The Beachcombers series. Singer Jerusi's video shot at Jacob Bros Coquitlam worksite showcases his version of the song Just in Love with a Girl, written by legendary jazz songwriter Miles Black. "It took them 3 weeks to convince me to do it," said Guerusi, as videographer Raiden Wickop pitched the idea of an on-site shoot with Guerusi donning a hard hat and construction gear. What transpired has captivated audiences as the funny, lighthearted video has Guerusi singing and dancing with several construction crew members joining with high-stepping, chorus line kicks. The storyline begins with the boss, who is Jacob Bros Project Superintendent Chris Watkins, saying he has heard Guerusi can sing. Guerusi denies it and Watkins tells him to then keep his day job. Guerusi fades into a dream with him singing about his special lady. At the end, Watkins awakes him from sleeping on the job. His style combines elements of Michael Bublé blended with hints of the old classic masters such as Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra to evoke a youthful sound that is uniquely his. Guerusi describes himself as a crooner, doing jazz pop geared to adult contemporary market. "Shooting the video at Coquitlam's Buchanan Square upgrade project turned out to be a lot of fun," said Guerusi. "As on most construction sites, crews from different trades are often distant. This project drew everyone together," he said. Gino Jerusi's video features him singing and dancing with several construction crew members joining in with high-stepping, chorus line kicks. "We got Chris Watkins and other trades involved in the video and there was all this camaraderie and the morale at the site went through the roof," he said. "Someone sent the video to a television station and things began snowballing as newspapers and television newscasts spotlighted the singing construction guy. It got picked up by an American station and podcast with them," he said, "and is now running throughout the US with radio stations airing his tune." Guerusi said he is surprised at the attention the video has drawn, but pleased it is focusing on his style of music. He's heard from fans, who say the video has put a smile on their face and dignitaries who have drawn attention to the video. The publicity and success has prompted Guerusi to start planning a full album. He has been producing music for 40 years. He grew up in a musical household. His father Dino owned a music store and played in a band at a local night spot where Guerusi would join him on stage on drums for the closing number when he arrived with his mother at closing to pick up his dad. He started singing lessons at age 13 with the training leaning towards opera. Gino Guerusi grew up in a musical household. His father Dino owned a music store and played in a band at a local night spot where Guerusi would join him on stage on drums for the closing number when he arrived with his mother at closing to pick up his dad. He started singing lessons at age 13. "I never performed opera," he said, "but the techniques helped him with the technical skills of voice training over the 4 years he took lessons. He began singing and performing at age 16 and continued in the music business. I was making my living as a musician before the pandemic hit," said Guerusi, who has a cover band called Dance Mob. He also has an in-house studio where he produces material and commercials. "That all came to a screeching halt when COVID-19 hit and Guerusi remembers the day last year. It was March 17th and his band was booked to play a St. Patrick's Day event. Within an hours the green light turned red as restrictions crashed the band booking and future business fizzled. He returned to working construction, which he had done in his early 20s. Guerusi, a single father of two, went hunting for a job and his son's girlfriend's father owned KTW Construction, a business started by Dan Andreasen, which was renovating and build Starbucks outlets at that time. He called me and said he heard I was looking for a job," tells Guerusi, who readily accepted. But, in fall last year business dropped and KTW Construction put Guerusi on loan to the Jacob Bros. While working in construction, he was still working with songwriter Miles Black on new songs that suited Jarrusy's singing style and issued Just in Love with a Girl, which was gaining market favor. The need arose for a video that sparked the idea to shoot at the construction site. "I've known Miles for about 20 years, he said. 5 years ago they collaborated on Billy Joel's She's Got a Way, which received local and national play. Black and Jarrusy have since written a second song called Losing Myself. Jarrusy, who is now back with KTW Construction, said he loves what he does and is a musician at heart. He didn't like working construction when he started. But, now I kind of like it, it is okay, he said. On site as a laborer he does whatever needs to be done, whether it is digging a trench or installing equipment. He currently has a line on another video for a construction company and is open to more projects and performing at construction industry functions or doing commercials. While the Coquitlam video making the rounds has Foreman Watkins advising Jarrusy not to quit his day job if he can't sing, the writing is on the wall. He will go back to music, although it always amazes him that each new experience gives his career a kickstart when things look down. A difficult marital split and the pandemic tanking his music business have led to some difficult times, but like a song for those who believe that he co-wrote with Black to inspire Olympians, he never gave up on going the distance. I've never given up on my kids and I've never given up on my music, he said. Gene Sorensen is a BC journalist who has written for business and legal publications over a span of 50 years. She specializes in business, technology, and law, and her articles have appeared in national publications such as the Financial Post, Forestry Publications, and the Journal of Commerce. She was one of the first women in Canada to hold an executive position on a timber journal and visit camps, logging camps throughout BC. Swim on. You wouldn't bulldoze a library, would you? Gene Sorensen last wrote about how archaeological assessments save time, money, and history. Western toads were getting run over. The solution? Build them their own highway, sort of. Chris Gardner. Faced with a mental health crisis, industry needs to create supports and ensure people know it's available.